Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf Ches in Ksuvos. Now the Mishnah brought down the second halacha of Chanan. Remember, we started this parak by saying Chanan and Admon were two of the Dayanim in Yerushalayim. We had two halachas that Chanan was famous for, and Admon was famous for seven. We listed the first two that are Chanan, and Chanan, both of them are really related to Ksuba. This last one, I think we learned the Mishnah at the end of the daf yesterday on the bottom of Kuf Zayin and the base, but we'll just review it outside. We'll say what did Chanan say. The Chanan said that if a man goes overseas and his wife doesn't have any food, we explained yesterday, it's like probably after 3 months, she doesn't have any food, and somebody comes along and says, you know what, I'm going to be a good Samaritan. I see this woman suffering, the business goes, I'm going to give her some money. I'm going to put some money down there. And now when the husband comes back and says, you know, I gave your wife some money. Who asked you to get involved? I left her a bundle. Remember, Kurt says she took the money and she bought shoes with it, you know. I left her money. I'm not responsible to you or anything. You just threw your money out. So Chanan says you throw your money out. That's taka the halacha. And the rabbis disagree. Now, rabbis say, no, no, no. He has a claim. I lent your wife money, but nobody asked you. Well, I did a good thing. You got to pay me back. Good Samaritan. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. And both these halachas, the first Mishnah that Chanan says she doesn't have to swear to get mizonos, the rabbis say that you do. Both halachas are like Chanan. We'll talk about the halachas more tomorrow. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana, on the last few words on Kufsan Beis, Tana, Hasam, Hamura, and Amchaver. Let's say two guys, typical Jews, they got in a fight. Each one swore having any pleasure from the other guy, right? Reuven and Shimon, I'm not having any enough from you, it's us, or, you know, etc., and the other one. Now, let's look at it from Reuven. Reuven can't have any enough from Shimon. But Shimon knows that Reuven is laid up, and he says, I'll pay his shekel for him. Remember, every year after pay a chatzi shekel, goes into the base of Megiddish, and from that they use all their korbanos. So I'll pay his chatzi shekel for him. Is he allowed to do that, but he's giving pleasure to Reuven? He says, you're allowed to, because he's not really giving pleasure to Reuven. Reuven didn't even have to really give the money. It's a mitzvah, you know, it's a good thing to do. But if you don't give it, when they take the trumas from the money in the base of Mikdash, and they buy the karbonos for everybody, everybody's included. Even the shmendriks who didn't give, etc., we'll see. So I didn't really give the guy anything. I did a mitzvah, I put the shekel in, but I didn't really help him, I didn't give the money to him. He didn't have to do it, he didn't really owe the money. We'll see it. Number one, shekel. Number two, pareas chov, he could pay my chov for him. Now that's a problem. The guy, Reuven owes money. Reuven has $100 to Yankel over there, and Shimon goes and pays it off for him. Isn't that giving him pleasure? That's what Mar's going to ask that kasha. Also, let's say Reuven lost something, or his animal is falling in the street there, and Shimon helped him out. He's allowed to do that. Isn't that also giving pleasure? So we'll see. That's a mitzvah. Not so much. Let's say places where they actually get paid to do those things. You do those things, somebody's going to pay you a fee. Then people are like, you got to give the money to Hegel. You can't give them. Certainly, Reuven and Shimon cannot give money to one another. Can't give food, can't give anything directly, right? You're also grumma. Like you help them out. We'll see. So, Bishlam, Mishakla, Shiklo, Mitzvah Kabbat. So, I pay the shekel for him. Let's say I'm not supposed to give an aw to him. He can't have an aw for me. I pay the shekel. So what? It's only a mitzvah. In other words, Rashi says it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It doesn't even talk. No, some right, showing me don't talk about mitzvah slav le nehenis nidu soma. They don't really say that word. He says, listen, I did a mitzvah. You know, whoever does a mitzvah, far should even extrapolate. Let's say I have a baby to be poted, my firstborn son, Pidyon HaBen. And I don't, somebody else pays the money to the Kohen for me. Right? So he didn't give me the money. He got me out of it, but he did a mitzvah. He himself got the mitzvah. He didn't give the money to me. That's considered indirect, and it's okay.
But he got the hanah of having his son back.
Okay. Well, that's not a direct hanah. It's not a direct hanah. He had a son anyway. Nobody's going to take it away from him. But, you know. So, Mishnah Mishokalish, Lashiko, Mitzvah Kovet. That's non. How do you see it's only mitzvah? It's non. Torment said when they take truma from the base of Mikdash, the money to buy the korbanos, they take it on even money that was lost. Let's say I sent my money. I sent my half shekel to Yerushalayim, and it got lost. Never got it there. So do I not have a share in the korbanot? No, they do it on everybody. Even the people who lost their money, or if it was collected and didn't reach Yerushalayim yet, right? A guy's taking, he's bringing the korbanos right after, in the beginning of Nisan, let's say, Pesach time, and my money didn't reach Yerushalayim yet. Either got lost or didn't get there yet. So I don't have a share in the korban, so I certainly do. Valos ligvos, they collect for everybody, even the people who haven't even done the truma yet. No, I'll get around to it, Rosh Hashanah time, I'll give it in then. They do it for everybody, even though the guy never gave the money at the end. So now he mitzvah covered. He did a mitzvah. Again, the Rosh Hashanah don't use the lashon of mitzvah slav lenehenis nitnu, but it's again, I did a mitzvah. I'm allowed to do a mitzvah. I didn't give you anything directly. That's not direct hanah, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Ela parelos chovo. If I paid off your loan, clearly it's like I gave you the money because you don't have to pay that money now. Hakam ashtar shle, you profited by it. So how do you understand that Mishnah in in Adarim. So the Gemara says, Amar Boshi Amanichan. This goes to the same idea of Hanan. So he's like, listen, then this is a little bit of a stretch, but that's just, it's like Hanan just said that if a woman's husband went overseas and she has no money, and she's about to go to court, but I'm a nice guy and I give her some money to buy food, I can't claim it back from the husband. The husband says, what business did you have? I didn't ask you to intervene. I left her some other money. She has relatives. Whatever it was, it wasn't your business. You got involved. You threw your money out. Same thing over here. He says, when I paid off your loan, nobody asked me to get involved. The guy's got a loan. You have a loan. I can't give you a loan. I went and I paid it off. You know what? He doesn't have to pay me back. In other words, didn't I get him out of paying for the loan? The two things are unrelated. When I gave his wife food and he was overseas, I also gave him some pleasure. No, but it's unrelated. Nobody asked you to do anything. It's like you put your money down on a dog or a cat and they ran away with their money on the door. Karen Atzvi. It's Karen Atzvi. Okay, why is also Atzvi? Because Atzvi runs fast. You put on that Atzvi, huaf. In other words, you threw your money out. So here too, you gave your money to the guy. I didn't ask you to get involved. You want to say that you paid off my loan, so it's like you lent me the money, right? You paid off my loan, so it's like you lent me the money? No. Just like Hanan says that I put the money down there, I'm moichel it, and that's it. The same thing over here. Rashi says, didn't say lend me the money. Even if he paid it, it's not. Even if he paid it for the shame of I paid off your loan in order to give you. I was effectively giving you a loan. He didn't give him anything. So he was. If he paid him off also, even. Even if I said, I'm mochel you the money, I paid off your loan and you don't have to pay me. I didn't give you anything. Just like if I paid it off and I said, I'm doing it for a loan and you owe me the money, I don't have to pay you because I could say I didn't ask you to pay off the loan. I didn't want to pay him off the loan. I didn't want to pay off the loan now. Who asked you to pay off my loan? You owe some money to the shul or whatever it is, and somebody else says, I'll pay for him. I said, what'd you pay for me for? I didn't ask you to get involved. You threw out your own money. I have no obligation to you. Same thing over here. Even if the guy says, I paid off your loan, I'm giving you the money. It's like I gave you the money. I'm mochel you the money. You didn't do anything for me. What you did is an independent action. It wasn't related to me. That's how one way to learn. So Rav Oshi says, it goes like Hanan in our mission. It's the same idea. You put money down. I didn't ask you. That money's like you threw it out. It's nothing to do with me.
But it's Hanan. You give
him Hanan. What's Hanan? That he doesn't have to pay the loan. Right, okay, but he says, you didn't give me the loan. And you want to say that it's like you lent me the money or you gave the money on my behalf, but it's not related to me. It's not related to me. Just like if you put the money for the wife, the husband's overseas, it's not related to me. I don't care what you did. It's not related to me. You gave him money. I didn't ask you to pay it off. You didn't pay off my loan. I don't care. It's not considered, you're not related to me. That money is not related to me. You can't go on your own and give me something for it. It's like I refuse it.
He no longer
has to pay the loan.
Right.
No, he has to pay the loan. So that's true, but the two things are unrelated. That's the point. The two things are unrelated. So a little bit of a stretch, that's kind of nonsense. Well, I gave the money to the wife. Didn't I give the money to the wife? He didn't have to feed the wife then.
It's different because he didn't. Maybe she had money from something.
And maybe she didn't. Let's say she did. That's just his answer. Let's say she didn't have money. He could still say, I didn't ask you to do it. We just said that's a nice answer. He says, oh, I gave her money. Whatever. Let's say I didn't give her any money. I didn't ask you to do it. I wanted her to suffer. It's my business. Who'd you ask you to involve?
The loan is a little bit, it's
the same thing. But here again, I didn't ask you to get involved. You paid off my, let's say you went and you paid off my mortgage and I was using the mortgage as a deduction or something like that. I didn't want you to pay off my mortgage. It's not related to me. That's Hanan's answer. Of course, the rabbis disagree. So Rav Amar Filter can go like the rabbis. But the rabbis say that if you paid off a loan for me, it is considered like you owe, I owe you the money. If I paid off the loan, I gave your wife mazonos, you owe me the money. But Hachamai Eskina, he says, Shalav al-Mena shalafroa. This is a weird case. Rava says, it's speaking about a case where I didn't really have to pay off the loan. I borrowed the money. The guy says, you don't really have to pay me back. You don't have to pay me back. It's okay. It's like the Haredim. They come and they borrow money. And then after a couple of years, it's like they don't expect that they have to pay it back anymore. So the guy told him, okay, I lent you money. I lent you money. I'm sorry. You're right. I disparage Haredim. It's all Jews there. I lent you money, and I said, if you don't have the money, you don't have to pay it back. So now you see it's a mortgage. So now when somebody else came along and paid it back for you, you didn't really get any pleasure because you didn't have to pay him anyway if you didn't want to. So I feel that Rav my skin and Shalav Al for us. So Bishlam Rav Alam Kara. Why didn't Rav give Rav Oshi his answer that he goes like Kanan the Mukla Kara? He'd rather say it goes like the Rabbanan, the majority. Even though the Kahati says that, and we're going to see, I think, in tomorrow's Gemara, that we paskin like Kanan, that when you put the money down, Moshe, it's like Karen Atzvi, right? If I gave money, I put it down. If I was a good Samaritan, I laid out some money. I guess they would be in real life too. If let's say, somebody was hurt in the street. And I drove her 100 miles to the hospital. Could I ask for the gas money and the wear and tear in the car like you do in business? You could say, listen, you're a good Samaritan. Nobody asked you to do it. Nobody asked you for that. That's a real question. So Hanan would say, too bad. You were a nice guy. You wanted to do that. Nobody asked you to do it. Nobody said you had to put it out of your own pocket. And the same thing with the other one here. So we paskin like Kanan over there. But Rava didn't want to go like Kanan. He'd rather go like Rava. Bishlam Rava Lokum Rava Shi Dimakum Rava. He'd rather go like Rabbanim. El Ravoshi might tell me Rava. Why didn't Rava go like Rava? For Rava went like the Rabbanim. You can give that good answer. You could say, look, it's speaking about, you're right. That is considered Hanal. If I pay back your loan, it's like I gave you the money. Either I gave it to you, or your mocha, whether I ask you for it back or don't ask you, I did you a favor. So you're speaking about a case where the loan was based on the fact that you don't have to pay it back. So why didn't he give that answer? Roshi will say, you're right, there's no hanah, kisufa mi lesle. But didn't he save him from shame? Ain't a chanami. The guy could say, you didn't do me any pleasure because I didn't have to pay back the loan anyway. But you saved me embarrassment. Even though the man says, when I borrow the money, the guy says, if you don't have the money, you don't have to pay it back. So you paid it back for me, I didn't have to pay it back anyway. But you saved me from embarrassment because I wouldn't have paid it back. Every time I would see the guy, I would say, oh yeah, I know you lent me money and I don't have to pay it back, but there's some embarrassment there. The Jews are still embarrassed. So you saved him from that too, and that's why they each gave their answer. So one answer is it goes like Hanan. We're going to talk about this mitzvah. We're going to start in the Dharm next week. We'll learn more about this. These difficult inyanim of what's considered Hanah, what's not considered Hanah. In the case of Shokula Shiklo, he said, Stam said, I didn't even have to pay it anyway. So, didn't you do me a favor? You gave a shekel for me? You did Hanah, I didn't have to pay it anyway. In the case of Machlo Devada, so he did a mitzvah. Usually you say mitzvah Lava Hesden. I didn't see that in the Mepharshim here. They're talking about mitzvah Lava Hesden. We'll get into Nadarim, mitzvah Lava Hesden. Does that take away mitzvahs of pleasure or just a mitzvah of a spiritual pleasure that it takes away? All right.
Right. It really,
that's what we're saying. That's what Rubba's saying, right?
But in the wife case, it's different. Maybe the husband is not good. Isn't the wife obligated to pay that money?
Yeah, but in this, because the husband's meshubah to feed her, okay. So right, he'll go after the wife, and the wife will go after the husband. But the question is, does the wife have to do it also? She could say, listen, you gave her the money. She didn't make a deal with you. If she went, now you're right, if she went and borrowed the money, remember we had the case of the Mianis yesterday? If she went and borrowed money, she says, I owe you, I'll pay you back. And then she's obligated to pay the lender back, and then she can go with a claim to her husband. You owe me the money for the mazonos. I laid it out. You're meshuvah to me. That's valid. That's legal.
Whether it's for mazonos or not.
That's legal.
He doesn't know it's for.
He only owes it for mazonos. No, if she went out and bought a Cadillac,
she went out and bought shoes,
then her husband wouldn't necessarily have to pay it back, and she'd have to pay it. She'd be obligated to pay it because she made the loan. Now,
can she be sold into slavery?
No, her husband has no right to do that. No.
I'm not by the husband.
Oh. That's a good question. Can a woman be sold into slavery No, that's when a father's selling it. But here he's saying there's two ways to go. There's two ways to go. Yeah, it's like an evidivri. Amavri, lachar, why not? Why not? Except, usually an amavri is only until the age of 12. Can an evidkanani be a girl? That's what you're asking. Can an evidivri? So one that was sold into, but usually you might be right. Might be she's an amavri can only be until the age of 12, period. Because she's got to get married, etc. So whether her father sold her or not, but can she be sold? Can she sell herself? If she's a katana, she can't sell herself anyway. If she's a gadola, can a woman be an evet ivri? That's a good question.
She's married.
Doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound right. No, actually, she's married. She's married anyway. He is rishus. While she's married, she can't because he is rishus over her. She can't, right? Right. Probably not. Because we don't find that. It's only an umvri until 12. Umvri is normally the father sells her. Can she sell herself? Where would it come out? An umvriya automatically goes out at the age of 12. In other words, the Gemara always says that if she goes out automatically at the age of 12, she can't become an umvriya afterwards. So presumably she can. So if, in that case, she would owe him the money. although she can't pay it at this point, it would be an outstanding loan. If she had independent funds, he could go after those funds, maybe her father or something like that. But her husband, but that she couldn't then go back to her husband if her husband didn't owe the money. If her husband owed her the money for Mazonas or for something reasonable, clothing or whatever, then she can go after her husband.
So the question is, if somebody, woman or a man, somebody gives you money,
yeah,
not on terms of a loan,
yeah,
is there an obligation to pay back?
No. Then it's a gift. That's what we're talking about over here. He just gave her money. He was like a good Samaritan. He just said, here, take this money. He didn't say she didn't do it as a loan. He's making a good point because we had the other day. If she borrows money, then she's obligated to pay it. She can't pay it. She can go to her husband. If her husband is obligated to pay for her. But over here, it's speaking about where he just went and he gave her the money. It wasn't in terms of a loan. Says the mission. Now, so we have two things of Chanan. We're going to have seven things of Admon, who's also a Dayan. Admon says this case. We had this before. Shiva cases, where the first mission, this mission tells us the first, Misha Meis V'Niach Banam Banos. A man died, left children, boys and girls, B'Zman Shein Nechasim Rubim. If the Nechasim are plenty, he left enough assets, the Mechlok is what that means, plenty. Is it enough for a year, or is it enough until the girls become of age 12 and a half? But in either case, however, you learn that there's a plenty, so Abanim Yarshim, they take the entire Rush, the Chiddush of this Lashon is that they take the entire estate and then they feed the girls, Vabonus Nezonus. In other words, the girls can't say, well, I'd say I'm seven now, until I'm 12 and a half, that's 5.5 years, give me my 5.5 years now. It doesn't work that way, because they might be married in between, there might be other issues. The boys get the money, get the estate, and they feed the girls. That's part of the Tanai Ksuba. Let's say there's not enough money. Let's say there's not even enough assets to last a year. Then you give the girls the food, and the boys go begging. That's what the Chacham say. Admon says, because I am a male, I lose out. In other words, the Lashon says, because I'm a male, because I'm a better, I'm even stronger, therefore, because I'm stronger, therefore I should lose out. I like the words of Admon. Mepharshim say we don't paskin like Admon, even though Ramiel says it, and sometimes Ramiel says that we do paskin like it. Here apparently we don't paskin, because we've said the quote of this Gemara many times before. Then if there's plenty of nechassim, you give it to the boys and they feed the girls. If there's very little nechassim, it's not enough to last a year, then the girls take the money and the boys go begging. That's the rules, that's what the rabbi said, and we paskin like that. Now, Mike Omer, what does it mean by the lashon of b'shvil, because I'm a boy, I should lose out? What is it? It's like a boy lesser, and says, Amrabaya, Maikam, what do you mean? Because you're a boy, like you, because I'm stronger, I should lose out. Because I'm a boy. Roy Lasma Torah, and I'm fitting. My job is to study Torah. If Sadati, I should lose out. Because I'm better, I should lose out here? Why should I? I'm normally stronger. So the only guy, if he learns Torah, he gets the Yerusha. If he doesn't get the Torah, he doesn't get the Yerusha. It's because he's also Torah and he's in a better position, therefore he should lose out. Not everybody learns Torah. So he's not Osik in Torah all day, and therefore that doesn't make him better. Because some guys don't learn Torah. Because I'm a boy, and all boys take Yerusha before the girls. Right, in place of the girls don't get anything. And I have more to Yorish ben Nechasim Rodin. Because if there's plenty of Nechasim, I get the whole Yerusha. If Sadati ben Nechasim Rodin, therefore I should lose. It's because my position is stronger when there's plenty of Nechasim, I should lose out now. In other words, his argument is that therefore they should all take equal. When there's a small amount of assets, split it down the middle. Don't give it all to the girls. That's what Admon said, but still we go like the Rabbanan usually. In the next halacha, another halacha. So until now, the two halachas of Chanan and this halacha was at least related to Ksuba's death, Yerusha, Ksuba, things like that, right? The next thing has nothing to do with that, but it's part of the seven halachas that Admon is quoted as saying. And here we do paskin like Admon, this Mishnah. Toen, Eschaveru, Kadeshem, Rabbanan. We have a famous case in Baba Kamba, Metzia. Motive and mixus. Who remembers motive and mixus? If I ask you for $100, I say you owe me $100, and you're motive to 50. If you deny the whole thing, if you say I owe you zero, then you don't have to make a shvuah in the Torah. The rabbi said you have to make a shvuah, but you don't have to make a shvuah in the Torah. The shvuah in the Torah is only motive and mixus. It's learned out of psukim that if you're motive to 50, you have to swear on the 50 that you pay back, and then you owe me the other 50. You're motive 50, 50 you pay me. The other 50 you deny, you swear on that. That's a motive from shvuah from mixus. You have to swear. But it's because I asked for $100 and you owe me 50. The same thing, you owe me 50 bushels of wheat, and you say you only owe me 10, so your motive makes us, right? The other 40 you deny, you say you paid me back or never, so you make a shvu on that. That's called shvu's motive makes us. But it has to be from the same thing. Let's say I asked you, I say you owe me 50 bushels of wheat, and you say, no, you owe me 50 bushels of barley. That's not motive makes us, because you're motive to a different thing. I'm asking you for one thing. You're saying something else. Okay? So there clearly there's no Shua Menatorah of Motive and Mixas. Okay, now let's say the guy says, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 10 jugs of oil, Kadeshem, and Vahol Gan, he says, well, I owe you the jugs. There's no oil. Admon Omer Hov Har Mitzas Satayna Yishba. That's Mar Mitzas, right? Because I asked, what did I ask for effect? Well, I asked for the oil and the jugs, and you're motivated to part of that. So therefore, your Mar Mitzatayna. Chomer Ein Odov Mitzas Minatayna. It's not the same thing. Because when I asked for the oil, 10 jugs of oil, what was I really asking for? I wasn't asking for the jugs. Yeah. I was asking for the 10 pints of oil. Right? That's what it's doing. Amram Malil Ronis Devam, I agree with Admon. This is Mar Mitzas. Now, we get into this general Shaila, right? Because Mar Mitzas here. So here, what we're going to see, the Machlokes is, Admon says, when I asked for 10 jugs of oil, I was asking for the jugs and the oil. So he's asking for two things, and you were Mota on one of them. Now, that's a general question. If I ask for wheat and barley, you owe me 10 bushels of wheat, 10 bushels of barley, and you're Mota one. Remember I said, if I ask you for 10 bushels of wheat, and you're Mota to the barley, that's not Mota Mitzas. Because I asked for A, and you gave me B, apples and oranges, right? Apples and oranges. Right? It's easier to talk apples and oranges. But if I ask for both, let's say I ask for apples and oranges, and you're mowed in the apples, is that Mar Mitzas or not? So that's a machlokus elsewhere. So we're going to try to relate it to our Gemara here. Shema mina, you see from here the Rabbanan, Tatanu Chitin the son. Let's say he asked for two things, because over here, what did I ask for? The jugs and the oil, l'cha'ora, right? So you see from over here that if I ask for two things, and you're mowed one, I ask for apples and oranges, and you're mowed to the oranges, you're potter. That's not why, because you weren't mowed, it's not the same thing. I asked for apples and oranges. So you look at it this way. Did I ask for two things and you're motivated to one of the two things and it's motivated to mitzvahs? Or when I ask for two things, those are two separate things. Apples is one thing, oranges is one thing. The oranges you're motivated to and the apples you deny. So there's no motive to mitzvahs. So Shema Minolich, you see, Rehila Rabbana, and Tanim Chit Noed, in this question, if Tanim Chit Noed, when I ask for two things, Vodav Asarim, you're potter, because that's what the rabbi. Here also, I ask for the oil and the jugs. And your motive, one of the rabbis said, it's not motive mitzvahs. Your motive to the jugs, that's not a motive mitzvahs. So does that prove the question of chit and sorim? Leim etav hechifta Rav Nachman HaShmuel, tekashon Rav Nachman HaShmuel, dam Rav Nachman HaShmuel, ton of chit and sorim. If I ask for wheat and barley, v'hod lo bechem, your motive, what am I? Your chayef, he says, that is motive mitzvahs. Again, I didn't ask for apples and your motive to oranges. I asked for apples and oranges. And your motive to one of them, he says that you're chayev on that. But the rabbis over here, l'chor, say you're putter. Because the rabbis say, ask for jugs and oil, and a motive to one of them. They say, you're not enough to make a shvua. No. The Tano Mita, I'm just speaking about, well, I didn't ask for the jugs. I said 10 jugs worth of oil. Like that's like for 10 pints of oil. So that's over here. I didn't ask for the jugs. If I asked really for the chitin and so if I asked for apples and oranges and you're the motor to one, that is motor to mixas. The rabbis could argue that Rav Nachman or Shmuel could come out. I'm just speaking about where I asked for 10 pints of oil, 10 jugs worth of oil. So I was asking only for the oil. And if I ask for the oil and your motive, it's just like I'm asking for the apples and your motive to the oranges. They're two separate things. If that would be the case, why would Admon say that it's motive mixes? And I mishnah, Admon says if I'm motive to the kankanim, to the jugs, that is motive mixes. How could that be motive mixes? If I only ask for the oil and your motive to the jugs, everybody's motive, that's not motive mixes. Elom Rava, no. The Kulyam, everybody says, if everybody says, listen, I've got 10 jugs full of oil in your pit there, in your oil pit where you're by the Beis Abad there, by the oil refinery there. If I got 10 jugs full of oil, then I'm really asking for oil. They're in your pit. I'm asking for the oil. Everybody's motive there. That's Shem and Katon. They can count. Well, Katon, I'm only asking for the oil. If I'm asking for oil and you're motive to jugs, that's not motive to mitzvahs. That's like I'm asking for apples and you're motive to oranges.
The kankanim could be just a measure.
That's correct. It's a measure because he says, here's the point. Here's the point. It's a question of his line. If I said 10 jugs full of oil in your pit, so I'm not asking for jugs. I said 10 jugs. It's a measure. 10 jugs, like 10 pints. 10 jugs full of oil in your pit. Everybody's motive that I'm only asking for the oil. And if you're motive to the kankanim, to the jugs, that's not motive of mitzvahs. And let's say he says, Asara kadeh shemen meleim yesh le'etzcha. Let's say he says, I have 10 full jugs in your basement. 10 full jugs. Then I'm asking for the jugs and the oil, right? Then shemen v'kakanim katon le. And if I'm motive, according to Nachman Amr Shmuel, if I'm motive to one of them, that's motive of mitzvahs. And you have to shuruv, because I'm asking for two things and I got one. That's I've got 10 jugs of oil in your possession. I didn't say I got 10 full jugs in your basement. 10 full jugs of oil in your basement means I'm asking for 10 full jugs, the jugs with the oil. If I only ask for the oil, that's the oil. I said 10 full, I have 10 full jugs. Can you need those 10 full jugs? I'm asking for both. But if I say I have 10 jugs of oil in your, was I saying measure? Or was I saying jugs and oil? I have 10 jugs of oil over there. Can you bring them to me?
Oil jugs.
That's
10 oil jugs.
10 oil jugs. 10, okay, fine. 10 oil jugs in your thing, right? 10 oil jugs. Asara kadeshem, right? 10 oil jugs in your possession. Adman says, Yesh loshen azel loshen kakanam. That's also kakanam. 10 oil jugs means the oil and the jugs. Rabbanan Savi, ain loshen azel loshen kakanam. 10 oil jugs means only 10 jugs worth of oil. That's the machlokas in our Mishnah. But we're saying now that that even the Rabbanan would be motivated that if I asked for jugs and oil and I was motivated to one of them, that is motivated mixes. So Nachman Amar Shmuel in Baba Kama will come out. So now the Gemara says, time at time, Leim Loshen Azel Loshen Kakanim. Right? The rabbis say that 10 oil jugs does not mean jugs, just means oil. Ha Yesh Loshen Azel Kakanim. But if it would be Kakanim, then you would be Chayiv. So now it's a kasha on the other shita in Baba Kama. Leim Etavi Hifter Rechi Baraba. Rechi Baraba disagrees with Nachman Shmuel. Rechi Baraba says, Rechi Baraba Tano Chik Nusar. If I ask Rechi Nusar Behodel Bechad Man, and I was motivated to one of them, you're Potter. He says two, right? Because he says they're two separate things. I ask for apples and oranges, and you're motivated to the oranges. Well, the oranges you give me, and the apples you deny. They're two separate things. So from the Margumar's mashma, from Mish's mashma, that if I ask for chitim, if I ask for jugs and oil, right, then and I was motivated to one of them, then you'd be chayev. So it's a kash on him. No. If Rav Chiya Bar Abba will say no, if I ask for apples and oranges and you're motivated to one, that's not how to mix this tana, because I'm motivated to one and deny the other. Over here though, the oil with the jugs, it's like an orange in its peel or a pomegranate with its peel. So it's like connected. The two things are related. It's not like two separate things, not like apples and oranges. So therefore over here it would be different. Over here, that's why over here it would be high, because it's like the same thing.
How can you give oil back without a jug?
Okay. Yeah. Right. So that's how you can look at it. Maskal Ravina, remember. It's different. You see, an apple and its peel, or an orange's peel, or a pomegranate and its peel. Without the peel, it's not guarded, and it'll be destroyed. It'll decay. Whatever, it'll go bad. That's different. That's not the same. Shemen, mint, or blokum kanim. You could leave the shemen out there in a pit without the kankanim. Sure, it's a way of transporting it. So put them in a big bottle, put them in a big box or whatever. But it's not the same as that. A shemen and kankanim is just like wheat and barley or apples and oranges. So how are you going to resolve this? If he says, if we're trying to go like the sheet and the different sheets, first we try to resolve like the one who says apples and oranges, and your motor one, your chayef make a shvur. Now we're trying to resolve it according to the sheet and Baba Kama says apples and oranges, and your motor in one, you don't have to make a shvur because they're two separate things. How do you resolve it here? And here's what happened. I've got 10 full jugs of, what was Loshen used? 10 jugs full. 10 oil jugs in your possession.
You
10 oil jugs possession. And the other guy said to him, Shemen, I deny the Shemen entirely. There's no Shemen at all. Here's the problem. You're right. We're trying to say that if I ask for oil and, in other words, yes, in the Mishnah speaking about the rabbi say that 10 oil jugs, I was only asking for the oil. Adman says 10 oil jugs, I was asking for the jug. But the problem then is, how do you resolve it according to one who says, let's say I did ask for both, and I was mowed in one, you're potter. So over here, how can Adman say you're chayev over here? The answer is over here is because he says the oil I deny entirely, and as far as the kankanim go, I motive a mixas in the kankanim. Not that I motive to the kankanim and I deny the oil, because if I motive the kankanim and I deny the oil according to Rechi Baraba, that's not motive a mixas. That's asking for wheat and barley and a motive one. Apples and oranges are motive one. No shvur there according to the shita, right? But here is, I was motive to half partial of the kankanim. Adman says, Yesh b'loshen azel loshen kankanim, since when I asked for the 10 oil jugs, I was asking for the oil and the kankanim, and nigu the mishdama kankanim, since I have to swear on the kankanim, because I was asking for both, right? Rabbi Adman says, if I ask for oil, that's it, there's no jugs. If I ask for jugs full of oil that you have there, I was asking for both. Everybody agrees you're asking for both, right? But if you're asking for both and you're modi in one and not in the other one, that's, you're not chayiv according to Rechi Baraba. So speaking about where he said, I'm motivated to half the kankanim, so I have to make a shvur d'oraisa motive mixes on the kankanim. And migit, right? So according to Adman says, so when I ask for 10 oil jugs, Adman says I'm asking for the jugs and the oil, and you're motivated to half the jugs, so you have to make a shvur on the jugs, and since you make a shvur d'oraisa on the jugs, you will mainly make a shvur on the oil also. That's called gilgul shvur. Once I have to make a shvur on one thing, I can make another thing on another thing also d'oraisa. And the Shemin also, Aide Gilgal. For Rabbanan Savi, Rabbanan say, yes, if I would ask for jugs and oil, you're right. But over here, when I said 10, what it was, again, Michael, what was the lesson?
Oil jugs.
10 oil jugs, Rabbanan Safi, Ein Blushin Zeh Lashon Kakanim. When I asked for 10 oil jugs, what happened? I was only asking for the oil. So I was asking for the oil, and what are you motivated to? Kankanim, half the jugs, meaningless, right? Mat Mashatono Lahodlu Mashatono. What I asked for, you didn't agree to, because I asked for oil, you didn't admit. And what you're motivated to, the jugs, I didn't even ask you for. There's no shvur here at all. That's how they'll learn it, resolve it according to both shitas. Okay, so this is the second shita, of the second halacha of Admon. The Mefarshim said, we do paskin like Admon. This is motive and mixus. But again, what is the exact case? The case is when he asked for 10 oil jugs. But how you interpret that, was he motivated to the jugs, or according to Rabbi Rabbi, you're motivated to half the jugs? That's an interpretation rate. But we paskin like Admon. In the first case, we don't paskin like Admon. Tomorrow, we'll see more halachas of Admon and Mitzvah. Usual time tomorrow. I think Rick, I think Michael's right. I don't think there's a case of, in other words, the Eved Ivri is only a.